Greetings, and may the Lord bless you today. Today's inspiration will be coming from 2 Kings chapter 7. The city of Samaria is shut up. The people are trapped inside. The nation of Syria has come up and is encamped around the city. And the city is starving, near death. And God intervenes in a marvelous way. Let me read to you what happened. 2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say, 'We will enter into the city,' then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come, and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us." Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were." And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, "I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city.' And one of his servants answered and said, 'Let some take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed, and let us send and see.' They took therefore two chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, 'Go and see.' And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate, and the people trode upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spake when the king came down to him." There are many parallels in this account of the gospel. Thus, all of us, mankind, in our sin, are trapped by our sin, by the enemy. The enemy holds us in. And we cannot save ourselves. There we are, starving spiritually, dying in our sin. And God, in his love, in his great wisdom and power, he sends his son, Jesus Christ, to make way for us to be saved, teaching us the way dying on the cross, shedding his blood, that by faith we can be saved. Now, just like the Samaritans, God had made a way for them. He had chased the Syrians away, and they didn't yet know it. They didn't know they were delivered. There they were, still starving away. Then there were four lepers, the outcast of society, the very lowest on the scale of needy. Maybe I should say the other way. On the scale of being needy, they were on top. They were the neediest, and they knew it. So they decided to just go out, and if they die, they die. They cast themselves upon whatever happens. Many times, those of us that feel our need the greatest are the ones that get saved, because we get done with the old life. We know there's nothing there to be sought after. Jesus said, "He that loses his life for my sake will find it. But he that saves his own life shall lose it." Now that's why the Samaritans were staying inside the wall to try to save their life, knowing, at least they thought they knew, if they ventured outside those walls, they'd be killed. But God had changed that. The Syrians weren't there anymore, but they were still trying to save their own life. For those that decided that they might as well lose it, they were the ones that found salvation. And of course, later on, everyone realized that the enemies were gone. Then they went out as well. But it seems like they still had to go by faith, believing that those that reported that the Syrians were gone, they were actually true report. So it was by faith that they were saved. By faith, we are saved also, as we believe in the Lord Jesus and go after him. The unbelieving Lord, the one that did not believe that there would be such plenty, he died in his unbelief. Now, my friend, I want to tell you, if you've never experienced salvation in Jesus, you don't know just how plentiful God's grace is. The abundance that he gives when we get saved. The joy, the love, the peace, the blessing of the Holy Spirit. It's all very wonderful. And all we need to do is believe. God will change us. God will take us so many places. He will take us so far if we believe. I'm not talking about just, you know, mental consent and you go on live your life as you please. No, no, no. If you truly believe, you will follow after the Lord and you will do his will and you will love him and you will not do anything that will grieve him. Just like it seemed quite impossible that in one day there would be such abundance that wheat and barley would be sold so cheaply. In the same way, when we are lost in our sin, it can seem impossible that in such a short time there can be such a deliverance. But it is possible. If you have not yet experienced it, I encourage you. I plead with you. Leave your walls of sin and discouragement and famine. Leave those walls and go out. Go out. The enemy is defeated. Go. There's food aplenty. Go get it. It's in Jesus Christ. Leave your dead religion and go for life in Christ. May the Lord add his blessing. I hope you have a wonderful day.